going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready to be done with the magic, Keith?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to be done with the magic. Celtics aren't, though. You know what? I think I may owe an apology to the magic. The magic might be a little bit tougher than I thought.
Oh, we're familiar with their game.
They're tough.
They are tough.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm the Shaquille O'Neal meme.
We might not have been fully familiar.
I was not familiar with your game.
That is very possible. No,
they're tough. They're frisky. They're more frisky than I had given them credit for. I thought that was...
If we were going to redo our tiers, frisky for sure.
I thought it was a 1.5-man team. And I was like, all right, you can only go so far with 1.5 guys in the NBA. And all those other guys, they're scrappy. They're scrappy guys. This should have been a sweep. It's not. It'll be a gentleman's. Gentleman's sweep, which is fine, but the series should have been over, but, you know, whatever.
I would be ready to get this team out of my face if I was the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Like, there's enough antics and enough crap that's coming along with it where I would be ready to be all done with this team.
I think Al Horford's done with them. Horford's had enough.
I think Al Horford, though, Al Horford overreacting to, like, a little nudge
weird
from
stuff.
Wendell Carter.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just bothered by the whole team.
Yeah, the Magic are a little... Not that the Magic are going to beat them.
No.
Don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. But the Magic are a little in their heads. They're overreacting to stuff that normally wouldn't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, Al Horford has snapped a couple of times. Like, that never happens.
Yeah.
The Magic,
they're under his skin.
The Magic are under their skin, bothering them in their heads a little bit. Now, the Celtics are going to beat them.
Yes.
I'm surprised it's not already over.
Same.
But it's time to get this team out of your face. With the Celtics getting the win last night, 107-98, in Orlando, a game that was, as you heard there, tied with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
clutch moments in this game.
So the Celtics are up 3-1, and you can jump in on this all day long, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. Interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And just watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. We'll get to the draft. We'll get to Bill Belichick, that awkward interview.
Holy mackerel.
We'll get to Shedeur Sanders sliding. A lot of stuff to get to on the show. But the Celtics are up 3-1, and I'm a little unimpressed with how they've played. It doesn't mean they're not the favorites in some corners, because I would say the same thing about OKC. OKC's done with the Grizzlies. I wasn't overly impressed with Oklahoma City.
They had that first game where they won by 100 points, and then after that... Yeah.
Then they were down 29 in Game 3. Game 4 was close. Like, I would say the exact same thing about OKC, so I don't think I'm being inconsistent here. I thought the Celtics would roll over this team, and somehow, some way, they lost Game 3 in Orlando. They were tied with the Magic last night with 4 minutes to go. I'm just a little underwhelmed by how the Celtics have played, and some of that is their own doing.
Yeah.
Some of that is the Magic's doing. Magic have roughed them up. Porzingis has needed stitches. Tatum got knocked out for a game. Brown's been dealing with stuff. Holiday is missing games. Like, Porzingis was in and out last night, somewhat due to foul trouble, somewhat due to, I think, another lingering injury. So some of it's the Celtics doing, some of it's the Magic's doing, and I just... They're up 3-1. I thought they would look more dominant than they have, would be my big takeaway.
No, so did I. And I thought the series would be over, and I think it will be after Game 5. But You went through all the different guys that have missed time, and I think it just stands out once again how important Drew Holiday is to the team. Drew Holiday's numbers aren't going to jump out at you, but you saw it last year during the whole playoff run, what a calming influence he is and what a veteran guy that you can rely on, sort of settle everything down. There were series last year that they won in five games, but they're really close games, and he was a big factor into why they won. I mean, I thought he could have been Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He was so good. So missing Drew Holiday these two games, I think that has stood out to me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they won relatively easily in the first two games, right? They were down at halftime in game one. Game three was a little closer down the stretch than you want.
Similar scripts, yeah.
But it was easier with Holiday, no doubt about it. So they miss him. And Holiday, it looked like all year long, we're going, man, he's been underwhelming. Man, you haven't gotten the best out of Drew Holiday, the same guy we saw in the playoffs. Can he flip the switch? I think we both gave him the benefit of the doubt, Keith.
Right.
And then the playoffs came, and you're like, he did flip the switch. That's exactly what we thought he was going to do. That's what the Celtics needed out of him. And so, yeah, they miss him for sure. And they're good enough to overcome an injury to a guy like Drew Holiday. I mean, they're good enough to overcome an injury to a guy like Jason Tatum and win game two. I just thought the Celtics would look a little more dominant. And some of this, I wonder if it is matchup specific.
Yeah.
They've been run off the three-point line. Like, completely, totally run off the three-point line.
True.
And it's frustrating them on offense. I mean, it is. And I thought they had a good adjustment last night. I don't know if you were watching on NBC Sports Boston or on TNT.
TNT.
I was watching Stan Van on TNT last night. And he highlighted this early on in the game. They made an adjustment. They had Porzingis running to the rim. They made Porzingis more of an impact player around the rim. And that was an adjustment to game three, where they shot 9 out of 27 in that game from three. They were worse last night, 9 out of 31. And so they're only making 9. The attempts are way down. This is not the way the Celtics want to play basketball. Now, in the long term, you could spin it and say it'll be a good thing for them. They have to find other ways to win. They can prove they have other ways to win. They can win ugly. I would add ... against a team like Orlando.
Right.
But they were proving that. They did prove that last night, if you want to spin it positive. The Magic are frustrating them with their antics and the way they're playing defense.
Yeah, and the way this game was sort of trending in... It was pretty low scoring. The Celtics ended up breaking 100, but it was kind of playing into the hands, sort of like the game three formula, which Orlando needed. And maybe the most shocking stat of the entire night was Celtics had one more three made, one more three attempted. This was going into the series. We were talking about how that number was going to stand out because Celtics led the league in makes and attempts, league record. The Magic dead last in makes and attempts. So you're like, all right, that is going to be a big swing. Like, there might be 20 extra points on a given night just from threes, right? I think the average, was going to tell you, there's like 6 or 7 more made threes on an average night, and you had a three-point advantage? That was really surprising, and it was a numbers game. And, you know, Mazzulla will get into the math and the stats and all that stuff and, like, how many shots you need to take and how quickly you need to take them and all this other stuff. The Magic had 10 more field goal attempts, which I'm sure is keeping Mazzulla up at night. Like, he just wants shots. He wants, obviously, open shots, but he just wants shots. And the fact that Orlando, with their offense, which is Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and then Prey, they had a more efficient offense, essentially.
And it disappears, right? Yeah, like, Orlando, to me, shot horribly last night.
Well, they did.
They did, but they weren't even any worse than the Celtics from three.
It was like a wash.
8 out of 30 to 9 out of 31, they were the same.
Yeah.
So, like, it felt like the Celtics shot better to me.
Yeah, it was
but then you look at it, and it was basically a total wash. So Orlando's frustrating them. And I wondered this going in, it just from a pure physicality standpoint, like the Magic getting into them, they had to muck it up. It's the only way they can win. It's the only way they can make it a series. And they won game three, so credit to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered if the series would leave a mark in that way or be a blueprint for other teams. We talked about this last week, Keith.
Yeah.
I wonder from that standpoint, can other teams muck it up, be physical, rattle the Celtics' cages in that way? I wonder, and this might be more of a matchup thing, the way the Magic switch, the way they play defense, the way they're not going to double team and they're not going to leave open shooters. They're not going to do that. They're going to let Porzingis roll to the rim and dunk because they'd rather give up the two than the three. That's how they're going to play. I don't know if other teams are going to play it that way, but I wonder if teams take note to how Orlando is defending the Celtics. Not just the physicality, mixing it up, agitating.
Right.
Not just that, which I think is important, but the way the Magic play defense, I wonder if other teams are taking note of that.
Yeah, probably. I think Orlando's better suited than other teams to do it. Like that is their personnel
so
can
like
do
the,
it.
The Knicks are next.
The Knicks.
Can the Knicks do that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, Brunson's small. Karl-Anthony Towns is not the most physical guy in the world. So they could try it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I think what they need to hope for is that Drew Holiday's out. Like, that might be, you know, one step in the right direction. Or Tatum's wrist or Brown's knee barks back up, which are all possibilities at this point. That's probably what the Knicks are banking on.
So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. How about this one, Keith, on the text line? The league should be ashamed of themselves for allowing these kind of antics to occur. Players are getting injured due to the play that the Orlando Magic are doing. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think there's been flagrants.
Shame.
There's been flagrants called in the series, but I don't even know how many of them should be.
I can't believe they reviewed the Wendell Carter one. I can't believe they reviewed that. I thought that the technical fouls they handed out last night, the matching technicals between Tatum and KCP, I thought were a joke. And so, look, I don't even think the play that Tatum got hurt on in game one, I don't think that was a bad foul. So I would ask anybody exactly what they're questioning. Maybe, and this was borderline, I thought, last night, Anthony Black, who's been an impressive player. We've said a lot. Magic have two guys.
Yeah.
But then they have like another two half players, I would say.
Maybe.
Anthony Black. Wendell Carter's been good. I'd give him two more half players.
Wendell Carter's not bad.
Maybe they have three total players. Orlando.
Maybe.
If you average it all.
If you put those two together.
Yeah. Wagner, good.
Yeah.
Banchero, good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Those other two are like a half player.
That's fine.
Anthony Black chopping at Tatum's wrist? Maybe. I mean, I think if you're out there,
that seemed like targeting.
The guy can't foul you, but then I agree. It seemed like he specifically did it. That was dirty. I mean, I think that was a dirty play. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the league should be ashamed of it or they should kick him out of the league or anything like that. But
it's playoff basketball. That was supposed to be more physical.
Well, yes. And that to me, in the past, when the Celtics have mucked it up with teams, you love it. And now Orlando's doing it to you and you're the hunted team and you're the softer of the two teams. Let's face it. You're the softer team and you want to complain about it and the league should be ashamed of themselves? Come on.
I know there's only so many hours in the day, but if you're watching some of the other series, they're pretty physical too. You know, Lakers, Timberwolves, those guys are going back and forth. Obviously, Knicks and Pistons. As much as that we said, the Knicks aren't your older brother's Knicks. They're not your uncle's Knicks. They're not as physical as those teams, but they're still smashing each other around a little bit. So I think it's playoff basketball. And if you're the Magic, it's your only hope to even have competitive games.
On Tatum, what'd you think last night?
Pretty great. Yeah, I thought Tatum was pretty great, and it's one of these things where he always gets debated, and we're going to talk about, some will say, hey, look, he now has more 30-point games in the playoffs than anybody else besides Larry Bird in Celtics history, and then there'll be others that say, well, it's against the Orlando Magic, who shouldn't even be a playoff team. But you're like, I don't know. He was great. They needed him to be great because it was such a close game, and he was great down the stretch. So that was a signature playoff game for Jason Tatum.
So, I mean, he stuck one big jumper. The rest of it was all free throws late. I thought the three free throws he got were questionable. Orlando reviewed it. I thought that was a questionable play.
I thought he got them. So, the Bancaro one?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he got them.
But almost all of it was free throws, but that doesn't mean the ball wasn't going through him. And I also thought he was impactful down the stretch when they needed him. Not a lot from the floor, but I thought he was impactful when they needed him down the stretch last night. So a good game for Tatum, a good performance for Tatum coming off the injury earlier in the series. He played well in Game 3. He hasn't shot it great in either of these two games.
No, he hasn't.
But he played well in Game 3. The Celtics lost. I was very surprised at that game that, A, their offense vanished like it did in that third quarter. B, the turnovers, which have been an issue for the Celtics in the past, for Tatum and Brown. They had 13 of them combined in Game 3. How concerning is that loss for you? Does it outweigh the victory last night?
Well, no. You know what I was thinking, actually, in the Game 3 loss, and not that it's going to play it out the same way, but the 08 team, the way we look up to that 08 team and revere that 08 team, they went 7 games against the Hawks, 7 games against the Cavs, and then finally 6 against the Pistons. The Cavs lost every road game for a while.
The Cavs were a one-player team. And they had to go 7 against that Cleveland team. Yeah.
And so, you know, we expect more dominance. Last year, they lost 3 playoff games on their way to a title. But it was one of those things where, like, there doesn't seem to always be a lot of momentum in playoff series. It's funny, like rewatching Celtic City or even like watching like The Last Dance, when you like go back and relive some of these things, you could win or lose a playoff game by 25 points and then come out the next game and win. So I think at the end, we're going to look back and be like, all right, they won in 5 games. Wasn't a sweep, but they won in 5 games. They moved on to the next one. So it was a little bit more of that. I was just more surprised. But as soon as you saw that game, and as soon as you got into the fourth quarter and it was 70-something or whatever, you're like, oh, this is kind of a grinded out game advantage Magic, right? Like that's exactly how they wanted to play it to a T. So I'm a little bit surprised, but I think when, you know, it's all said and done, it's not the end of the world.
Well, it's a good reminder too, because last year was such a cakewalk. Yep. And I mean, the Celtics were awesome. The Celtics were dominant, but those were banged up, undermanned teams that the Celtics just overwhelmed. It's a good reminder that that's rare in the NBA playoffs, and that's probably not going to happen again. So some losses are expected. I didn't expect him against this Orlando team. But again, from the text line here, 617-779-7937. Jones, Orlando has the size to be a tough matchup for the Celtics. Even last year and the year prior, they gave them trouble with their size and physicality. True. We talked about this with Terp going into the series. It's one of the few teams the Celtics have struggled with the last few years. One of the few teams Joe Mazzulla has a losing record against since he took over this team. So I dismissed that. I didn't think there was really anything to it. We looked at some of the specific games this year. Tatum was out for a lot of the Orlando games, 2 of the 3. One of them nobody played for the Celtics. I didn't put a lot of stock in that. I was wrong. Orlando's a tougher matchup for the Celtics than I expected.
True. But they just have no offense that I was like, even then, like, all right, even if the games are closed, even if Orlando covers 4 games, I didn't think they were going to win even a single game. And so I guess, you know, give them a little bit of credit, like, rather than just rolling over and dying, like you'd be down 2-0 in the series and be like, we're playing the Celtics, we're done. So like I give them credit. Like they're tough. Their coach has them playing hard, and like Paolo Banchero, like these are kind of the moments. These are sort of the stepping stone moments, right? Where a lot of guys first make the playoffs as a young guy, get waxed by a really good team, and then you kind of come back the next year and maybe go a little bit further. Like if they get Jalen Suggs back, they might be a little bit better. Like if he's healthy next year. But they desperately need like one more guy. Like that's the team that needs, if they had like a shooting guard that was 40% from 3, 20 points per game, 22 points per game, then you might take them seriously.
Right.
But as it's made up right now, you're like, nah, they just look like they're lacking too much.
They need a shooter and a scorer. I mean, they don't have any of that.
No, they don't.
I mean, Banchero and Wagner do plenty of shooting.
Yes, well, they have to.
But, you know, and they do plenty of scoring, but the efficiency, at least from distance,
Banchero, yesterday,
is not there for that team.
Do you know how many shots he took?
Okay, so hang on. 30?
32.
Wow, yeah.
Should have taken 42. Like, he's all they have.
No, they flashed a stat in, like, the second quarter where he was already pushing 20 shots, like, at halftime. It was crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's it. Nobody else wants to shoot. You can't have Caldwell Pope shoot.
No.
Or Carter or Joe. You can't have any of those guys shoot. So, that's what it has to be.
So, the Celtics lead 3-1. They split in Orlando. You know, to me, I was very disappointed in the loss on Friday. It could just be a speed bump on the way to round 2. That probably is what it'll be. But you look at this series so far, and I've been a little underwhelmed by how the Celtics have played. I think I certainly expected the Celtics to sweep. I expected the Celtics to dominate. I underestimated Orlando and their physicality. Are you ready to get this team out of your face? Because the longer you play around with this, Keith, if you do feel like some of the texters already, oh, this team is dirty. Oh, the league should be ashamed. oh, the Magic are playing over the edge. If you do feel that way,
that's too much. But yeah, you want to be done.
Get it over with tomorrow. Like, don't screw around with it any longer and drag it out any longer and give Orlando another shot to take somebody out. I mean, there is an element of that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, I mean, how many of the guys in the Celtics right now would you say are 100%? One? Two? Like, everybody's dealing with something, it feels like.
Yeah, and the starting lineup, like, probably just White. Does he seem fine?
Derek White's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody else is...
He's always a game away from getting, like, a tooth knocked out or something
like
that.
The way he plays, but everybody else is, like, questionable going in, or if they're not even on the injury report, you're like, well, it's Al Horford or Kristaps Porzingis or whatever, so... Yeah, they're banged up already. So, yeah, the fewer games, the better.
So we'll get to all your thoughts on this series through four games. Celtics lead 3-1. Seems like we're about to get Celtics and Knicks in round two. All your thoughts on it at 617-779-7937. Do you feel underwhelmed about this series to this point, as I do? And will this series leave a mark physically for the Celtics the way Orlando plays them? And on top of that, X's and O's game plan standpoint. The Magic have been able to frustrate the Celtics, run them off the three-point line. They've combined for 18 threes in the last two games. They're shooting about 30 threes a game, which is way under what they want to do. So can teams exploit that, or is that just a Magic thing?
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.